WMAQ Chicago. It's 14 minutes and 47 seconds past 2, Central Daylight Saving Time. Oxidol now invites you to hear Ma Perkins.
Laundry soap that's so important for summertime washing. Because of things like sheer cotton prints, white shirts, and children's play suits that just won't stand up under scrubbing and boiling, if they're to last the summer out, you must get them clean without any harsh washing methods, as you know. Well, thousands of women have found Oxidol the perfect answer to all summertime washing problems. Because Oxidol is so easy on clothes. No scrubbing, no boiling needed. Simply 15 minutes soaking, and your white clothes come so white, you'll be amazed. Now, for instance, there's Mrs. F.C. Wilmore of Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines, you know, gets pretty hot during the summer months. And Mrs. Wilmore has had to learn how to take the drudgery out of washing on a hot day. And here's what she writes us. I used to almost wreck myself scrubbing and boiling clothes in hot weather. But now, with Oxidol, I just let clothes soak 15 minutes. Touch up a spot or two with a quick rub, and they wash snowy white. And my hands stay so soft and smooth, too. So why not make a fair trial of Oxidol yourself? After all, a single trial will show you how to end scrubbing and slaving over a steaming washboard all summer long. And have whiter, cleaner washes, too. Oxidol has been especially created to combine speed, safety, and whiter washing in a way no other single soap has ever done before. Your dealer, of course, has Oxidol, America's fastest-growing laundry soap right now. Oxidol, spelled O-X-Y-D-O-L, in the famous orange and blue bullseye package. A single trial is all we ask. You yourself be the judge. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, Friday, you remember, Gregor met his wife Sonia at Ma's house, still believing that 11 years ago she betrayed him, marked him for certain death, as a traitor to his country. And when he suddenly came face to face with her in Ma's home, it took all Ma's ingenuity to save the situation, to convince Gregor that Sonia had come because she loved him, because of their child, and that he must listen to her because... But listen.
You mean to say that my old friends, Vladimir and Nikolai, they have trailed me here to Rushville Center?
Sonia, is that a fact?
Yes, they hunted you everywhere. And they are here.
Oh, but for the land's sake, you didn't tell me that, Sonia.
Oh, I know, madame.
So you see, Mrs. Perkins, I was right. She talks of loving, of suffering, of our son. It's only another one of her tricks.
Sonia, is that true?
No, I am not tricking Gregor. Oh, I beg of you to believe me, Gregor. I would not hurt you again for all the world.
Then why have you said nothing about them being here? Why? Explain it. As you tried to explain that you loved me, even when you betrayed me.
What was your reason, Sonia? Why have you kept quiet about Vladimir and Nikolai?
Because I knew that if Gregor found out...
Yes?
That I was afraid that you might flee. And that any chance of planning to save our boy would be gone.
Oh, I see. Because of the boy. Yes?
No, you lie, Sonia. You lie about that as you lied about everything. Ah, I don't even believe that we have a son.
Oh, but Gregor, in the name of everything that is holy, I could not send him and tell you such a thing if it was not true.
Then why do you say you do not know where he is? Why do you keep on insisting that?
Because I do not know.
Oh, Gregor, that part must be true. Sonia's explained that.
So you say she told you, Mrs. Perkins?
Yes. Let me talk things over before I agreed to have you meet her.
Gregor, darling, you knew... You knew that it was to happen. You knew that it was only 2 months away when I left you.
Yes, that is so.
But you will understand it all if you will only open your mind to reason, to just a little love, and forget your bitterness.
Forget? I can never forget what you have done to me.
Oh, Madame Perkins, what can I do with him?
Now, Gregor, I think you have to listen to what she's got to say. You just have to.
No, it's not so easy. Lies, that's all I had up to the day she left, Mrs. Perkins. Lies. Lies when she told me of her love as we planned for the future. All the time she was leading me to betrayal. How can I listen to her believe anything she says?
Oh, Gregor, time has a way of changing things. People that you think are one way are apt to change. Life's like that.
Oh, she is right, Gregor. I told you I loved you, and I meant it. I told you I have suffered for what I did to you, and I meant that. I told you of our son, that only by planning together could we save him from Vladimir and Nikolai.
And you meant that, huh?
Oh, yes, I meant it, Gregor. With all my heart, every word of it.
Gregor, Marlene, can't you see that she's being honest and sincere with you, no matter what happened in the past?
I wonder.
Oh, please, Gregor, do not wonder. On my knees, I will plead with you to forgive me. If not for my sake, then for the sake of my baby, our boy.
Won't you please listen to her?
I listened once before.
But now, Gregor, if you will only listen and believe in me when I say...
Believe you? When I think of the men you betrayed, the men you sent to death before a firing squad without a chance.
Oh, Gregor, stop.
No, you don't like it, do you? Think of them, Troyanov, Petrovich, Rakhlenevsky, Bakharin. Those names, you don't like to hear them, do you?
Oh, please, Gregor, in heaven's name, stop it. Oh, you'll drive me out of my mind.
Gregor, you're not being fair. You're not at all.
Fair? Was she fair with me, Mrs. Perkins?
Oh, Land Devotion, that ain't the question now.
No, but it's like a burning fire inside of me.
I don't care if it is or not. Anyone on this earth who's done wrong and then goes so far as to try and right that wrong, I can tell you they're well on their way to erasing the harm they did in the eyes of anyone decent.
Erasing the wrong. What is done is done.
No, it ain't done at all, and you know it.
With me, it is done forever.
All right. With you, it is. But are you done with your son, Gregor?
My son?
Yes. Your boy. Your baby. Who don't know a blessed thing about all of this. Are you going to go on, making that child suffer? Maybe worse than suffering? By standing here and letting this bitterness eat your heart out so you won't listen to reason? Now you answer me. Are you going to do that? Are you going to let bitterness be responsible for the end of your own flesh and blood?
Oh, Gregor, don't do that. Don't, I plead with you.
What's your answer to that, Gregor?
My son? No, of course I don't want to endanger the life of my son.
Oh, then you will listen. You will believe me, Gregor?
I have not yet said that I would not listen.
Then, for mercy's sake, what are you trying to say, anyhow?
Oh, how can I believe her? Tell me that.
My land, Gregor, can't you tell when somebody's eaten their heart out, doing, saying everything a buddy could do to make you believe her?
Very well. I will listen. But only on condition that you give me proof that we have a son.
Oh, in heaven's name, Gregor, what proof can I give you?
Anything. Any proof at all to show that you're telling the truth.
Oh, what more proof can I give you? Is it not enough that I am here humiliating myself, hating myself, taking whatever you call me just for our baby?
I think that's plenty of proof, Gregor. And you're not the man I think you are if you don't accept it.
Very well. But I want to ask you some questions, Sonia.
Oh, go on, ask me anything.
Now, when did you get here?
I came last week.
How did you find out that I was here?
By a newspaper article. That trial you were in.
And you came alone?
No, I am not alone.
Who came with you? Who is with you now?
Only Nadia, my maid.
Nadia, your maid?
Yes.
She's still with you?
Yes, I located her after you escaped. She has been with me ever since. Just before the baby was born.
But then Nadia knows of the baby, of our son.
Yes, she can tell you.
Oh, why didn't you say that before? Why?
Oh, I don't know. I've been so upset. I suppose it did not cross my mind.
Sonia, why do you keep looking at the clock, at the windows?
The windows? Oh, that is nothing, nothing at all. I am just unstrung by all this.
Oh, you're trembling all over, Sonia.
Sure, you are trembling. You're pale as a ghost, too.
Oh, my dear, why don't you sit down and try to be quiet?
No, madame, I don't want to sit down.
Oh, but I think...
No, don't hurt me, please.
Why are you so terribly upset?
Oh, what difference does it make?
Sonia, what is it?
I will be all right. Now, don't worry about it, please.
Gregor, my lens, be reasonable.
Sonia, tell me.
Oh, Gregor, please. Hold me in your arms.
Calm yourself, Sonia.
Please. It will enable me to talk more calmly to... And you. You must know that I love you.
Now, please, I beg of you, don't.
Oh. All right, Christo.
Now, you came here with Nadia.
Yes, only with Nadia.
You say you found out I was here by that newspaper article of the trial.
Yes, that is true.
And through Vladimir and Nikolai, no?
Through them, you may as well know.
You said they were here in Rushville Center.
They are here, yes.
And you didn't come here with them?
No, I did not, but they knew of it.
I see. Did they send you here to meet me? To lure me into a trap, is that it?
Oh, Gregor, such questions that you ask. And at such a time.
What questions do you expect me to ask for my life at stake?
And there's not the life of our boy at stake also.
Have I not told you that?
My goodness, Gregor, why don't you stop? You ought to be asking questions about your boy, not yourself.
Yes, yes, you're right. I should be asking questions about our son.
Our son. Oh, Gregor, I have seen him. A little curly-headed boy. Oh, he used to come to me. With arms outstretched.
Sonia, Sonia, what is it? Why are you moving me around this room so?
Oh, there is no reason. Ask me your questions. I will answer.
My dear Sonia, I do wish you'd sit down and calm yourself.
No, no, I am perfectly all right. I am. I must be.
Sonia, why do you speak like that?
Oh, Gregor, you are the same. So much like a little boy.
Stop it. I want to know this instant. Why are you acting so? Why do you look at those windows every minute?
Did you see something out there, Sonia?
Did I see something? Oh, no. Oh, of course not. I tell you, I'm only upset.
Wait. I thought I heard a noise.
You thought you heard a noise, Gregor?
Yes, outside that window. I was almost certain I saw something bright reflect the light from the room here. Maybe I should...
Let me go, Sonia.
No. Where are you going?
I'm going outside to see what that was.
My land, Gregor, are you sure you saw something?
I'm almost positive.
No, Gregor, you cannot go out there.
Sonia, are you mad? Let go of me.
No, I will not let you go. Oh, you are imagining things.
I was not imagining anything.
You were, I tell you. Only stand still and hold me in your arms, Gregor. Oh, please.
I see it now. Sonia, you said Vladimir and Nikolai are here.
Yes, they are here, Gregor, but don't move. Just hold me in your arms.
You want me to hold you again? Do they know this meeting with me? Sonia, answer me.
Land devotion. Sonia, do they?
And if they do, does it matter now?
Answer, Sonia, do they know?
Oh, I am not sure, but I think they have followed me here.
I see, then you've betrayed me again.
No, no, Gregor, do not say such a thing. Oh, I plead with you.
Let me go, I say.
Oh, my goodness, Gregor, don't hurt it like this.
No, I'll never let you go. I will hold you here so close to my heart always.
I see it all, Sonia, let me go.
No, my Gregor, never will you be away from me again. She's hurt.
Sonia.
Oh. And now, perhaps, you will believe me. Just a little. Just a little.
A shot fired through the window. Did Vladimir and Nikolai catch Gregor at last? And what was in Sonia's heart as she held her husband there? Who was hit by this sudden bullet from the dark? Was it Gregor or... Be sure to listen tomorrow. And now, back to your problems and mine. Summer wash days, for instance. Did you know sheer cotton prints have been washed 100 consecutive times in sparkling oxidol suds without perceptible sign of fading? Oxidol is easy on your hands. Your skin stays as smooth and lovely as before. In fairness to yourself, give Oxidol a trial. Judge it against any soap you've ever used. Prove its claims for yourself. Prove it for safer washes, faster washes, and whiter clothes. After just one trial, you'll never go back to older, harsher, less efficient soaps again. Oxidol, spelled O-X-Y-D-O-L, in the famous orange and blue bullseye package. And listen tomorrow
The shot fired through Ma's window today lifts the curtain on a new scene in the tragedy of Gregor's life, turns the page to a startling chapter in our story. Did that shot hit Gregor? Sonia? And what happens next? Be sure to listen. Until tomorrow, then, this is Dick Wells saying goodbye.
This program is presented from our Chicago studios, and this is the National Broadcasting Company.